After some backroom discussions, County Executive Poloncarr's $376,000 plan to start combating opioid abuse went through the county legislature yesterday without debate. What legislators did do is amend the plan to require the county executive to report to the Health and Human Services Committee in September how the hotline is doing. Legislature Chairman John Mills says something has to be done.
A lot of these people, the doctors prescribing things, are drug people out there. They focus in on more affluent communities. I happen to have a couple of them in my district. But it's not isolated, just an urban plight. It's really something that's countywide.
That's become very apparent as the body count has increased and why there were perhaps a dozen people lined up along a legislature railing to bear witness as the votes were cast. Mills says the hotline is a good start.
Hotline's a good idea right away. It gives some place for people to go to get the right answers. There's too many confusions out there and where to go to find help.
While this is a special item out of the budget surplus from last year, legislators say fighting opioids has to be part of the regular budget for 2017. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.